okay, if I'm going to trust in God, then I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to do what I'm called to do in this period. Mm. And that's trust. And that's read my Bible. That's be in community. That's talk to the people that I need to be talking to.
Yeah.
And that got me to this point where I can now, in hindsight, say God is good.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about that community portion. I don't know if we have time today, if we want to keep going, but I know that community.
Yeah.
Is that, should we get into it now or?
You're tuned in to the Good Soil Collective with Brianne, Jada, and O'Neill, where we talk about life, community, and growth. Reminding ourselves that no matter what season you're in, you're still good soil.
We actually are just going to continue the conversation that we've been having.
On grief.
On grief, on grieving identity, on mm-hmm. kind of some of the processes that we've been through. We ended off talking about, I want to say ended off because we're just continuing this conversation, but.
Wait, if you don't know where we ended off,
true.
Go back and watch. We're not going to give you nothing. All right.
Go back and watch the first episode or first part of this episode. So I'll say this. We ended off talking about how community was a big aspect in getting through some of like the grief period.
Yeah.
I want to say, because I know in our conversation, we were kind of in some ways pivoting towards the communal aspect of the grieving process. And it reminded me of probably one of my very first experiences with grief, though it wasn't someone that was like in my family or super close, but it was my first experience or my first time experiencing grief in a communal aspect. Mm-hmm. And that is when I was in high school. And so in high school I ran track, and we had, our school had a great track team. Like it was OFSA, like we'd be Pickering High OFSA gold medal winners regularly, consistently. Okay. And that was,
you were there too? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. She knew about the school.
Okay, but Bertrand, we were up in there,
Bertrand
too.
Bertrand was good, too.
We were up in there, too.
But, yeah, and that was largely due to the fact of our track coach, Coach Sahadith. And one day, I think I was in grade 10 at the time, at practice. I wasn't at this practice, but he died. He had a massive heart attack and died at practice.
Your coach at our practice. Coach,
at practice. Oh. And that was traumatic for all that that were there. My best friend Kenya, she saw him in the room and was like, what's going on, and had to like get people to come and like deal with the situation. And so then later, in when me and Tyra had found out, we were like, what? So my dad took us, drove us to Kenya's house, and we'd all just sat there and cried and just in just devastated, like, what is going on? So yeah, we kind of just were together, cried, and then when we could speak, we would speak. And then the next day at school, you would just see all the students from the team we just look like zombies, like we're just completely out of it. And then there was an announcement just talking about what had happened, and they had called all of the students, part of the team, into, I think it's called like the AR room. And we just all sat there and cried and talked and shared stories. And it was like, you could see how just being together, though none of us wanted to just even be at school that day, mm-hmm. you could see how being together really did help us, and just sharing these stories and sharing the good memories that we had as a team with her coach. And yeah, you really saw like the school and the team come together in that moment. But it was,
wow,
it was tough.
For anybody out there, like, I think that's the importance of speaking to people and finding people that have gone through what you've gone through,
because
they can relate.
Definitely.
And it's easy to find common ground.
Mm-hmm. There.
I think also though, in what you just said, community is important, but it doesn't always have to be people who can relate.
Mm.
Because like even in kind of the circumstance with my dad, none of you guys have lost your dad, but the community was still important in kind of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I remember like when I was like, when I told you guys and even like some other people, everyone's like, and I think the first initial thought is like I don't even know how to respond, because I don't know how I would feel if I had lost my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I think there's even like another layer, because most of my friends like their dads. But in kind of the process, there is community, although there were periods where I didn't, I guess, relate to the community that I had as well as I could have. Mm-hmm. But the community was still important in the process of growing and in that process of grieving.
So what did they give you that helped? If, 'cause with hers, obviously we can tell, like, you guys are able to relate and
shared relationship.
Understand the feeling. So it's like, okay, you're getting through, it's almost like unspoken, but it's like, okay, you're getting through it and I'm getting through it. If I see you falling apart, that's just going to make me more anxious or nervous or whatever. What, because they didn't have that, or we didn't have that, what were you getting from us?
So in hindsight now, this is a hindsight thing. Mm-hmm. Understanding that my community in this area of my life was a Christian community, right? You guys are my friends and you guys are Christians. And there are principles that we follow as Christians. I had people praying for me. I had people ministering to me. I had people sending me messages, sending me verses, sending me, like, it was like a constant reminder to trust in God, especially at a time when I didn't want to. And, you know, the devil he be playing.
He be deviling.
So there was definitely like thoughts going through my mind, especially dealing with the fact that I didn't have a good relationship with my dad. So I wasn't grieving or missing my dad in the way that most people would.
Right.
I questioned like my heart, because I was like, girl, are you really a Christian? Because you really ain't mad that this man's dead.
You were mad at what you had to clean. I remember that. You were.
Vexed. I was vexed not at the fact that my dad was gone. I was vexed at the fact that so much work had been added to my plate.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like while my dad was alive, he was tormenting me. And in death, he was still tormenting me.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to like him dying, I was working on like forgiveness, and I was like praying and I was fasting.
You were really working on that.
I was really working on forgiving my dad and really trusting God and helping this forgiveness, and also trusting God to see a difference in my dad, to see my dad turn around. And then it didn't happen.
Right.
He died, and I ended up footing the bill of like, okay, now we have to get a lawyer. We have to plan for a funeral. My dad was a hoarder, so I have to clean up this mess that I didn't make for a man that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally just like, God, you're playing with me.
I was like, this is not how I wanted to practice forgiveness, you know?
Like, nah, because you're really playing with me right now.
Yeah. Do you think if you weren't already working on forgiveness, it would have been a worse process for you?
I don't know. I wouldn't say worse process, but I would say I don't think that I would have had all of the context and understanding that I have now.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have the perspective.
I wouldn't have the perspective that I have now. Mm-hmm. But so in that period where I'm like, Lord, you're playing. You go back to like coping mechanisms that you had prior to. So that's what I was talking about, the relapses.
Yeah,
where I am today, praise the Lord that he is faithful. But there were periods where I was like, you're my girl. There are periods where I'm like, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do because God's not listening to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Where does community come into that?
They remind you that
That God is still there.
Yeah.
They were praying for me. They were messaging me. They were encouraging me in the Lord, even though I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But look at where I'm at now.
Yeah. And so, the reality, I think it's important, like when you say that you were just going to do whatever you want because God's not listening to me, I think that's something that I find is very common in the community in terms of like, it's almost like, well, if God's not going to do what I want, then forget him. It's like Aladdin and the genie. You know what I mean? Well, screw you. I don't need you anyway, kind of thing. But God's not our genie. And I think it's important for people I always remind people that the Bible says that something to the effect of like good times and bad times will basically fall on the just and the unjust. I think it's in Job. I'm not sure. I'll check. Or maybe it's Lamentation. It's actually Matthew. I said Job. I thought it was Job or Lamentation.
You said Lamentation.
Yeah, I thought it seems like that kind of
a... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's Matthew 5, and I'll start from 44. It's in verse 45. But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. When we go through grief, it's not, you know, sometimes we're a little self-centered as people, as humans. Everybody's gonna go through grief in life. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it's God's not picking you on like, oh, why did it happen at this time in my life? And da 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 da. Like, for all you know, God could have prolonged someone's life or you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's actually biblical. He knows that our days are numbered, you know, from the beginning, but.
No, there's a verse in Hezekiah, or no, it's not in Hezekiah, in 2 Kings, where Hezekiah the king was supposed to die, and then he said, yes. God, extend my life, and he did. So
yes, mm-hmm. that's true. And I think
isn't there like a proverb where it says, if you honor your parents, mother and father,
your days will be long.
Your days will be long. Yes, the first commandment with promise. Yeah, absolutely. You guys are absolutely right. See, community. Love that.
We read the word. Hold on a second.
But yeah, grief. There are some things that come with grief. I'll say, like, I think with any emotional state, there are risks. And I think with grief, probably the biggest one would be maybe like depression and then maybe anger. But there's this like, I don't know if it's like apathy or like this uncaring thing where it's like, you know what? I'm just gonna do whatever I want because, you know, as you're saying that, because I, like, when I was grieving, like, a relationship, that was, and I find a lot of people, a lot of guys are that way. If we're gonna keep it real with the guys, it's like, you know what? I'm gonna run through these streets, you know? And it's like, oh, hold on a second. What happened to you? What happened to God? God needs to be centered. We're not running to no streets, okay? But
it's a coping mechanism, which it like is what I've learned. Like, mm-hmm. it was a coping mechanism that we had prior to trusting in God.
Yeah.
And then when things in the walk are not going the way that we expect, you're like, oh, I'm going to go back to what I know mm-hmm. brought me some sort of peace or joy or comfort before this time now.
Right.
And you know what sucked or what I don't say what sucked, but when I went back to like some of the old stuff I was doing, like I used to be a heavy weed smoker, really heavy. And I had stopped when I was like, okay, I'm going to put my faith in Jesus. I put my faith in Jesus. And I had, I think I was like almost like a year and a half. I hadn't clean. Smoked. Mm. Went right back. And I was like, oof, I'm going to puff. And I did.
Are those the sounds it makes?
No, more like,
I think you're doing it wrong.
And after I was like, what the heck? Like,
It didn't hit the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have conviction. You have the Holy Spirit. Listen.
It didn't hit the same. I tried about 2-3 times.
Let me just see. Let me see.
I was like, maybe it was just this one.
Oh, man.
But no, it didn't hit the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conviction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm honored or I'm grateful that I was able to be a part of your community to help you through that.
Oh, thanks, friend.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to get through. Because, like, I didn't know what to say to you. I knew that a lot of the girls were reaching out. I knew that she was. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to add to this. But I was praying for you. I don't know if I told you that I was praying for you, but I was praying for you.
Friend.
Community. Mm-hmm. Community is important, you know? Like, when I went through mine, I was shut off from people. And I'm very outgoing, but what I've learned in my life, what I've seen proven time and time again, is I'm usually the one that, like, reaches out to people. And that's not like a, oh, no, poor is a, oh, no, or whatever. I just know that different people have different capacities.
Yeah.
And I have that capacity. So for me, when I shut off, it was easy to do that because there weren't a lot of people that were always checking on me. I had one friend that would come over. Every Monday, she'd come over. We'd order Chinese food and, like, play video games. Like, I had to play, like, Call of Duty. I needed something that was, like, constantly stimulating my mind. Because like watching TV, it was too, everything was too slow for me. Mm-hmm. The only thing that worked was Call of Duty and Psalms. Take what you want from that. But that was
such
that,
a just position. Okay. My soul is betrayed.
Man was a top boy with these kill streaks, okay? Anyway, but that was what it was for me. Relying on God, like reading through Psalms and just staying connected, is really what kept me. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that I didn't need community, and if I had more community checking on me, it wouldn't have helped. I'm pretty sure it would have. I worked with what I had, you know what I mean? And that was, yeah, shout out Brit, because Brit's a real one. You know, that's what kind of got me through it. And I realized, like, in my life, there are a lot of times where you might go through this or that. Doing things with God and with the Holy Spirit, like, it does, I find, it's not as easy to take that road as it is to take the coping road. Mm. But the peace of mind there, especially after the fact, you know what I mean? Like looking back, it's like, yeah, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I just want to like get high and fornicate. That was my feeling. That was my honest heart's feeling. Like, this is what I want to do. Looking back, I can say I'm grateful I didn't. You know what I mean? Because the reality is that could have caused other things to just, I've gotten over one thing, but now I'm entangled in another thing. You know what I mean? So I think the importance of, you know, staying prayerful and what does trusting God actually look like is surrendering. Mm. And that complete submission is the only way it could work, which is why, you know, God and
we're
and
called Christ, to submit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think in like that point, like in kind of me understanding and in my experience, I learned relationship with God in a different understanding. I think before it was like, I'm going to pray and I'm going to read my Bible. And that was the idea of relationship. But in me praying and reading my Bible and going to church and not doing this or not doing that, it was like the thought process was transactional. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing this. So God, you have to answer my prayer and make it look like answer it in the way that I've requested it to you or that I'm thinking because I'm reading my Bible, I'm praying, I'm going to church, I'm serving at the church, I'm tithing, I'm doing all of the things. So you should be answering me.
You owe me.
It's trans, like the thought process, and that's like now I'm like, oh gosh, girl, you were really trying to be transactional with it. Because I have like a little checkbox, be like, did I read my Bible today? And you know, I mean, the thing is, like, the audacity of me, because I wasn't even like doing it real good.
Like, nah, I wasn't even consistent.
I wasn't even consistent, but I still had an expectation that, like,
that's wild.
God, you're supposed to be answering it like this, and you're not. When I wasn't even holding up my end of the contract that I wrote.
You know what it's like?
Crazy.
What you're saying is making me think of like everybody has like IG or if you're old school Facebook or whatever. It's almost like you're looking at God's profile every day. I can look at all your pictures. I can look at all your videos, get a sense of who you are. Mm. I can be responding to your reels and da 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 da, and I'm doing all this, but it doesn't mean I know you. If we meet in person, it's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels kind of like that. Like, I feel like a lot of people are looking at God like an IG profile. We're like, yeah, I'm looking at all your, I'm not just looking at your reels. I'm also looking at your posts. I'm reading everything that you're saying, but I'm not actually taking the time to establish relationship with you. So I might feel like I know you, but just because I've been following you for 5 years and liking your posts and commenting doesn't mean that now I can ask you for something, and if you don't help me, I'm gonna be offended. You know?
So I felt that. I definitely felt that. And it I don't wanna, I mean, that's the truth. The grief in what I went through drew me to Christ. And what does it say? He's near and dear to the brokenhearted.
He comforts the brokenhearted.
And so
he's close to the brokenhearted. I think it says that a few times in the Bible.
So that verse like was like on replay, like a constant cycle. And it was like, I guess the developing of a relationship that was not transactional, because I'm like, when I look at my friends, I'm not like, if you don't do this for me, then I'm not going to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Or I like an expectation that I have of you, if you don't meet it, I'm not like, oh, okay, fine, then screw you. Mm-hmm. It's a relationship. Like, there are things that I do for you that I don't expect anything back from. And there are things that you've done for me that I'm like, oh, I'm not going to, I'm like, oh, like Jada brought me soup, so I'm going to bring her soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a tit for tat.
It's relationship. And we've been able to develop relationship because we're in communication. And I'm learning more about you as we go. I know the things that you like. I know the things that you don't like. But that was like in constant communication. I talk to you guys. We have conversations. It's that understanding for me was like, oh, like that's how I need to be approaching God. Mm-hmm. Not like
100%.
Oh, I'm praying, so that means that I'm a good Christian and that my life is going to be easy peasy, because that's not the truth. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I learned that in grief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So were there any practical things that you did that kind of helped you through that grief, or things that you kept looking back to and were just kind of like signposts to kind of just ease this process a bit?
Because the weed didn't work.
You didn't have to bring it back. So at the time, well, a little bit after my dad died, there was an artist, her name is Victory. I'll put her in the description box. She released an album, I think it's called Victory, actually, but I'm not sure. I don't remember.
See if we can find
She it. Released an album, and that album still is on repeat, because it just spoke to exactly what I needed at that time. There's a particular song, I think it's called I Don't Have to Pretend, that I played over and over and over again. And like one of the lyrics was like,
the oh, chorus, the
there we
the
go.
Chorus.
Yeah.
It is Victory and it is called I Don't Have to Pretend.
Okay, so the chorus is, I don't have to pretend like everything's okay. That's not what Jesus meant when he said to have faith. If you see me crying, I'm being true instead of lying about what I'm going through. I'm trusting God to heal my every wound, and I know he will. He makes all things new. So I played that like over and over and over again, because I just had to like remind myself that like this is what God said, and he said that his word doesn't return void. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then it's okay that I'm crying.
Yeah.
Because this is not the end. Also, Kiara Patrice.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
The Kiara. Promise. Mm-hmm. The promise. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I played that and I was like.
might have to play that in the outro or something for this episode.
I mean.
Yes, Kiara.
I killed the promise. I mean, I killed the promise before. I don't want to say kill. That's not the right word. I lived the promise.
You guys know what we mean when we say she killed the promise.
I played it out. But I was playing it out before this, but in this, it was
really
also
good.
A reminder that I'm not going back to Egypt. Like,
no
Egypt
way.
Isn't better than where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
So those were like some of the, obviously reading my Bible, that was practical. But music really, really helped me.
Mm-hmm. When I was going through the whole grandparents dying, pandemic, moving back home, I couldn't listen to anything. I could not listen to any more things because it just evoked more emotions that I just had. I can't feel anymore. So I just had to shut all of it off. And then it got to a point where all I could do similarly was just read. And I just started reading the Bible. And then I was like, you know, I want to know what this entire Bible says. So I didn't read the entire Bible, but I started this Bible plan that takes you through the story of the Bible. So you kind of read it chronologically, but it takes you through like the key things. And it's like a year long Bible study. And that really helped me get a perspective and a better understanding of the story of the Bible and how everything points back to Jesus and that helped deepen my faith and just the journey that I was on as well.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you liked it, follow, share, and download because it helps us grow. We also want to hear from you, so leave a review. If you like what you're hearing, you should see it too. Subscribe to us on YouTube at The Good Soil Collective. And remember, you're still good soil. Yeah, we rockin' with the good soil.